from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 817. Shout out to my friend Jacob for just being an epic guy. He does have a lot of problems, but man, I gotta say, he's epic. He's got beef with Mike, though. Oh my gosh.
Me?
I guess it's you, but then he also
maybe
just...
Maybe it's McCarthy.
That could be that he just proposed to his girlfriend as well. So I hope we can squash the Mike beef and also that she said yes. From the 817, shout out to my wife. 5-year wedding anniversary tomorrow. We met in college, now rocking the world with an amazing 18-month-old. Shout out to you. And your wife and the kiddo.
So we're squashing Mike's beef is what we're doing here? I'm confused.
Hey, we might still be in trouble for the last segment.
Gotcha.
So I don't know.
What's his name?
I'll get back to you on that.
Are you going to confront him?
No, I'm just going to be like, I'm sorry.
All right.
I wonder what the beef is. Probably Cowboys.
Yeah.
There's no way. Unless he's a big Dwight Powell fan.
Yeah.
That's happening.
I could see how... either one of those would...
Yeah, if his friend's Dwight Powell, he really doesn't like me.
All right, so this question came up, and I've been kind of fascinated. We've done this the last couple of days. We've kind of had a couple of topics based off of, you know, some things that people have texted in or dropped in the chat on the YouTube, on the Twitch. So very much encourage that if y'all can participate in that. But this came in from the 972. Serious question at this point in the season with about a month left. Why are the Rangers playing with rehab stints for Scherzer and DeGrom? Now, obviously, this question came in yesterday. In the meantime, Max Scherzer was scratched from his expected rehab start tonight due to arm fatigue. And I know he's not under contract next year. At this point, does it feel like that might be a wrap for him? I mean, I know nobody should decide that for him, but it feels like we're getting to that point.
Yeah, I would, if you made me, let's say, because we were talking about betting.
Yes.
If you made me bet, I would say he doesn't pitch another inning this year in the majors. Maybe he, a week from now or whatever, he feels good enough to make a rehab stint to see how it feels. I think it's 50-50 Max Scherzer retires at the end of the year. And I would say he's not going to be a Texas Ranger next year. I don't know if he's going to pitch again. I just don't think from what I, you know, think, I guess I'll just say is I think that Max Scherzer, they were hoping he had something left in the tank. And unfortunately his arm at 40 years old, let's face it, 99% or more of major league pitchers, their arm is not going to respond at 40 years old to keep pitching. And his arm is finally, I think, giving out on him. He's a easy first ballot Hall of Famer, great pitcher. But then we move on to Jacob DeGrom, who's not an easy first ballot Hall of Famer, but pitched yesterday 2 innings. I would say this. Here's the answer that I would give to somebody saying, why not just throw him in the majors yesterday 2 innings? I would say this. One, he might kill your bullpen. And you'd say, well, who cares? We're out of the playoffs. Fine, good response. But I don't want to throw him more than 25 pitches in an inning. If for some reason he struggles and he's on rehab, and I'm going to be, you know, my brain is going different ways here. Tyler Mahle, they had to put back on the injured list because he's throwing the ball 88 miles an hour. That hurt you going forward the rest of the few days until you had the day off yesterday. And if you have multiple guys in your rotation that you're not sure if they can pitch more than 5 innings because their arm isn't built up for it, I don't have an expanded roster. So then all of a sudden I throw Garabito 4 innings, or I throw Garabito and he gets hit up, and after 2 2/3 I have to take him out and I have to put in Urania. And Urania throws 3 innings. Well, those guys are down for the next 2 or 3 days in my pen. So I can really hurt other guys in the bullpen. So you can give him a couple of innings. I know he has to get 3 outs. He has to get 3 outs in Frisco. You can't just take him out and go, he's throwing 25 pitches. We'll switch the field. Where that's how you can do it in spring training or stuff like that. So it gives him competition, but yet if he's throwing 25 pitches in an inning and you're like, that's plenty, I'm not pushing him any further, you can take him out and you can ruin your double A bullpen and move guys up from A ball. And it's like, so what? You know, kind of. My guys in AA, I'm paying $1,500 a month. I'm not ruining anybody financially here if I accidentally blow out the guys that I think have 0% chance of ever throwing in the major leagues their whole life. So that's kind of, it's a little bit more controlled, and you can build up his arm a little bit better there. And I would expect Jacob DeGrom has one more appearance in the minor leagues to throw about 45 pitches his next time out. And then I do think it is a real discussion. Hey, do we just go ahead to give him major league innings, bring him up, because he should be built up to 50, 60 pitches? And you still have to be very careful with that. But when you get to September 1st, you will probably add Jack Leiter to your bullpen.
Yep.
So now you do have one more extra long guy to kind of, hey, if Jacob DeGrom throws 50 pitches in 2 innings, well, shoot, Jack Leiter's built up that he, if he pitches well, we can throw him 5 innings. And he can get us all the way to the 8th inning. And so what? Jack Leiter then can't pitch again? We'll just have him kind of back up Jacob DeGrom next time. Like, and we'll keep him on that kind of rotation. Or if Kamar Rocker ends up getting called up because guys are kind of hurt, maybe Kamar Rocker can kind of be a backup. Or Kamar Rocker and Jack Leiter can combine for one start. Like, hey, Rocker's starting, Leiter's relieving, and maybe next time Leiter starts and Rocker relieves, and we combine for them to get approximately 18 outs, you know? So I think in September you can play this a little bit more, but for Jacob DeGrom right now, he is still building up arm strength. And we just saw Tyler Mahle built up all the arm strength and had no setbacks. Yeah. And then his third outing threw the ball 88 miles an hour on a consistent basis.
And Boach admitted you got to be more careful with those people. So,
and this is Jacob DeGrom's second, and he's 36 years old. Right now, they're just being as careful as possible because guess what? Ray Davis is down there watching his bullpen last time. Because you know why? Because he has approximately, after this year is over, he has approximately $120 million invested in the next 3 years in that pitcher.
Like per day, it feels like.
If you want to break that down per day, we probably could, and it would depress like all of us regular working folks.
Are we afraid that his tenon is connected with paper clips and bubble gum and that it's just going to fall apart like that quickly? Like, is that really a concern for us
DeGrom
as fans? Yes. And because Kevin's kind of shaking his head yes here.
I understand where you guys are coming from.
I'm asking this a real thing.
I would say that might be too extreme, but you might worry about, hey, just put him in the major leagues. And let's just say yesterday I didn't see his velocities, but it looked good.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, you know what?
Let me touch 100, I believe.
Yeah, let me play cut number one because I think that actually is mentioned in the audio here.
His time at Stetson, he did pinch in 84 and a third innings. He routes the 2-2, wave and a miss. Strikeout number 3 for Jacob DeGrom. They've come consecutively.
He did touch 100 at one
so
point.
So great. That's awesome. Now, you got to just kind of watch that because if his velocity dips, it doesn't mean he's re-hurt, but it just means his arm isn't prepared to throw every fifth or sixth day yet. And Tyler Mahle's arm is not prepared to throw every fifth or sixth day at a major league competitive level.
Now, the idea, the concept of, you're not just putting him out there just to get people to show up in the stadium, right? Like, that's not what you're doing here at the end of the season. Is this a natural part of the rehab for him? Is to be pitching at the end of this season. Look, he needs to throw. We need to see if he can do these things because the doctors are like, he has to go out there and get back to who he is. So whatever's left of this season, if he can go out there and do it, he should.
Because the alternate, right? I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, I want to find out more about that because the alternate is you're pitching in meaningless games. And so, like, why would you pitch him in meaningless games when you could just be like, hey, appreciate the work you've put in. Glad you're good to go. Let's still be good to go in February or March.
The Rangers believe they need to build up a little bit of arm strength here. He is healthy enough to. I would pitch him. I'm weirded out by them just shutting down Jack Leiter. I don't know as much as they know, but when July 27th came, they're like, you're not pitching again until mid-August. I'm like, he's only throwing 67 innings in the minor leagues and, I don't know, approximately 10 innings in the major leagues. So I'm like, he's at 77 innings? Like, you need your starting pitchers to throw approximately, this it sounds so low to me, but it is the game today, 150 innings a year. And so... If he's only going to throw 100 innings this year and you're shutting him down for 2 weeks in late July, mid-August, that's weird to me. But the Rangers have a philosophy that, you know, I could probably talk to them and they could explain it to me better, that they don't like pushing their guys very much. That being said, they don't want to push Jacob deGrom, but they think yesterday was two innings pitched. If they can get him, I'll throw out 25 innings this year combined, maybe 30 innings combined between the minors and the majors, that's something to build upon in the offseason, that he violently threw the ball competitively as hard as he could, because no matter what, I think everybody's a little bit different. I was extreme, and I know that I'm not Jacob deGrom, but I would throw the ball about 78 to 81, trying to throw the ball as hard as I could in my bullpens. And then in the game, I would throw the ball 84 to 88, somewhere in that range, just because of the competitive nature of the adrenaline rush and the competition of facing guys. And so I asked him the other day in the dugout, Jacob deGrom, I was talking to him. It was all the media. It wasn't just one-on-one. But I was asking him about, hey, did you throw the ball harder in your facing hitters on the field than you did in your bullpen? And he said, I was happy with my velocity. On the mound against like Ezekiel Duran, Robbie Grossman, a couple of guys that were hitting against him. But he's like, we weren't gunning me in the pen. So I don't know if my velocity changed or not. But he's like, when I get on the mound and I go from bullpen rehab kind of stuff, and then I get on the mound, I will get an adrenaline rush. And usually the ball raises up on me. So I got to really work on getting the ball down. My adrenaline rush, he's like, for sure gets the ball higher than I want it to be. As in, like, chest high instead of getting the ball below the belt to the hitter.
What is the difference, Mike, in general pitching arm soreness and, oh man, this might be another problem again? Like when he's out there. And
yeah, he should not feel any soreness, any pain in his elbow. If he does, we have a major issue.
Yeah.
His pain and his, and you don't want to feel anything in your forearm. You don't want to feel anything in your fingers. You want to feel it in your bicep and your lat. Okay. Nothing in your shoulder. If your bicep is tender, like after yesterday, he didn't throw tons of pitches, but if his bicep's a little bit tender today, his lat's That's a little fine. Bit tender, that is perfect. Those are your big muscles taking on a lot of the energy that you're throwing with. When you start feeling forearm, that means usually tendons, ligaments in your elbow are getting stressed out for some reason. You're feeling something like numbness in your fingers. That means now nerves are getting pinched or somewhat damaged that we're really afraid of. Shoulders, obviously rotator cuff, and those are too small to support throwing the ball violently like that. Like what I mean is that's why you do those Job's exercises, what we call, is you're doing those exercises. Yes, you're strengthening those. But those, you don't want them taking on the brunt of the throwing. You want your bicep and you want your lat when we're talking about things that are going to be sore. Because you might feel a little bit of soreness in your low back. You might feel a little bit of soreness in your hamstrings, because those are also bigger muscles taking on the violence of throwing a ball.
Real quick, one more baseball note. Corey, do you want the one with audio or without audio?
Oh, with, if it's the better one.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Oh, man. Oh. Oh, the without then.
All right. I think you made the right choice.
With or without you.
So.
You too.
Walker Buehler's dad. There's a
Walker Buehler love here lately.
Yeah, I know. This is just really interesting to me. Walker Buehler's dad, there was a post up from eBay because he bought a Walker Buehler card for like $20. I don't remember exactly which one. The seller asked, is this Walker Buehler? And his dad responded, no. This is, however, his dad, Tony. He doesn't collect his own cards, but someday he will get all that I have that I've collected since he was drafted in 2015. That is currently at 14,000 and counting.
That's awesome.
That, I do think that's kind of awesome.
As long as there were something, right?
And they're not.
Oh, well.
They used to be. Then he blew out his arm.
Oh.
And they all went to nothing.
So it's tough because he can't get free agency. So you'd hope the Cards would be a nice fallback. And now it's looking like. Ooh.
I have had people on eBay when I buy something. When I get it in the mail, they'll say, big fan, Tolo, or like you on the pre and post game. You know, like, so I have gotten, when I've bought stuff off of eBay, I have gotten messages either through the mail or they might respond and go, hey, are you Mike Bassick radio? Or are you Mike Bassick? You know, usually it's radio, to be honest, rather than the former pitcher. And there, I'm like, yeah, I am. Congratulations.
I am famous. With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the Lunch Rush in the Expressway, and it is going to be a huge one. You've got Mike Likes It. We'll do more of your shout outs. Also, the Combo Platter Finder Inner Nerd Day. Give us a sports opinion, and what is the nerdiest thing you love or love to do? And also, another Dallas Cowboy ticket giveaway. All coming at you next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Brother to brother, wide open. Jake Johnson at the goal line. He's at the pylon. Is he in? Yes, that's an A&M touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That will be part of my sports opinion. I'm fascinated by the different conversational threads going through the YouTube right now. It has bounced between having sex at work, barbecue, and talking about Fred on the Get Right. So,
oh, they kept the name.
Yeah. So there's a whole lot of different conversations happening right now on the YouTube. If you want to join in there, hit us up on the Twitch or text in Franklin Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. We will also have a Cowboys ticket giveaway in this expressway. But today is Find Your Inner Nerd Day. So the question is 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion. And then what is the quote nerdiest thing that you love or love to do? From the 682, the Dodgers will not win the World Series this year. Nerdiest stuff I love to do, 3D print.
The 3D print looks so much fun.
That does sound awesome. Go ahead.
How much do those cost? Is it like $10,000?
It's about $3,000 for the printer is probably like a low end one. And then I don't know how much the product plastic.
Oh, you have to buy
the filament.
Yeah,
the filament.
How much does?
Okay, we'll look into that. From the 214, Bo Nix will get Pro Bowl consideration this year. That person is also a Broncos fan. And I still do the crossword in the newspaper. So I love it so far. Crossword in the newspaper, 3D printing, you're kind of getting a vibe. And it doesn't matter. Like, I say nerdiest because everyone's got a different definition of that. Like, there are plenty of things that I love that I think most people would consider nerdy.
A do-it-yourself printer kit starts around $200. Hobbyist printers range from $500 to $1,500. Professional, $25. And large format, around $4,000. Starts at around $4,000. So there you go. You
can that doesn't feel too bad.
Let's get one and bring it up here.
For real and just start. You know what?
Print things.
Like, yeah. Think about this, Kevin. We could just set it on whatever.
We have unlimited paper.
And then we could take, when we go out to go do things, we'll have things to give away. Like Sean and RJ, they have flasks.
But we can be like, did they make those themselves?
G-Bag Nation has glasses. What do we have? Our faces. Like, that's pretty much all we have to give to people. And so we will finally have something. We just print them up here at the station.
We should make 3D faces of ourselves.
There you
go. And then we can give away our face.
They can have our faces.
Face off.
When we started our show, not at the station.
Keep sending your responses,
but
by the way.
At the newspaper, when we started this thing, we used to have little cardboard cutouts of our faces. Remember that? Where
yes,
I had that
I do.
One? What if we gave those away?
We can do that.
Or maybe even the big cardboard cutouts, and they could have those at the Cowboys games.
That would psych me out if someone showed it to the Buffalo Wild Wings with like a giant picture Kevin in my head. That would seriously throw me off. All right, Mike, do you want another combo platter answer, or do you want a joke?
From you, a joke?
No.
Yeah, because you already beat my joke, man.
That wasn't from me. That was from the fan text.
Oh, the sidewalk joke?
Yes, that was from the fan text.
That was a really good joke.
Yeah, they should take our job.
From the 214, Kevin, I bought shoes from a drug dealer once. He laced them with something funny, though. I was tripping all day. Oh, my God.
Not all of them are winners, I'm there now.
From the 972.
That's a thoughtful joke.
Is it? Sports take. The Texans and Lions go to the Super Bowl. The nerdiest thing that I love is I collect WWE championship belts. I currently have 10 of them.
What?
If I had the income, or I guess maybe if my wife was like, yeah, go ahead.
He is rich.
I think I would follow that pursuit as well, because I have one, and I think it's freaking amazing.
I have one, and it's like my prized possession.
Yes!
I lied, it's not, but it's up there.
Oh.
Is it above your bed?
It's actually right next to it.
Is yours above your bed?
It is in a different room.
Oh, you have a whole room for it?
It's not just for that kind of stuff. But our guest
is that where your Undertaker hat is?
Yes.
Is it your Undertaker hat in your room?
So our guest room is also the Kevin room. And so that's where the card closet is. That's where all my Lego stuff is. So yeah, if you want to know, if you ever stay at our house as a guest, you get to know a lot about the things I like.
Somebody walks by and sees the Legos sitting down. And they're like, oh, this is Noah's room? It's like, no, that's the adult
There's
toys.
No way Noah could do the complex Lego structures that me and Brandon have completed.
You don't know that.
Oh, I do.
I'm confused. So the guest room in your house is the Kevin room. So you're a guest in your own house?
You know, that's a good way to argue it. So we had a Kevin room, and then Noah came along. And so we were like, hey, Noah needs a room. So my room got consolidated with the guest room. So it's the guest room, and I hope you like Legos.
Where's the Jess room?
Sports cards, the rest of the house.
The rest of the house is hers? Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. Who would like to start with this? Alec? Mike?
I have to give this some thought.
What's your favorite room is today?
No. What? No!
Dude, I really do love
combo platter,
our living room.
Promise we're gonna give
away Adrian
Cowboys
did a good job with that room. I did that. I love the way she did our living
room. If I said let's give something away, it doesn't count because I'm not the person that counts on saying
it. Man, for legal purposes, I don't know if we should get into that semantical debate. I think if someone on this show yells that, we should probably go to the phones. From the 972, CJ Stroud will have a sophomore slump this year. The nerdiest thing I still do is go play Pokemon every single day.
Dude, listen.
Like with your phone?
Yeah. So my kid plays Pokemon Go on his phone. But it is one of those things where he goes for walks. He'll go for like 3-mile walks while catching Pokemon. And he's like, Dad, will you go with me? So that is something that I still love to this day. We used to do it when he was like 2 or 3 years old. We'd go for walks he'd love doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe 3.
That's still impressive.
Yeah, and now to this day, like he still loves to do it. So I'm all about it. No matter how nerdy it is, I love hanging out with my kid and being able to just chat with him about that stuff. Matter of fact, he found my old Clash of Clans build.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he got it and he like redid the whole thing and now I'm kind of back into the game right now. So I'm totally down with Pokemon Go, man.
Boop, 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 boop. All right, Alec, I'm going to go with you first. Give me a sports opinion. And then what is the nerdiest thing you love or love to do?
Sports opinion is going to be, I think the NFL might be the most unpredictable it's been in a while this season.
Ooh.
Just because I feel like a lot of teams, especially in the NFC, are close enough to the point where you're going to get a lot of confusion at the end of the season in divisional rankings and stuff, especially like the North. I have no idea what's going to happen there, but I feel like this is going to be a lot more fun of a season than we're anticipating. I feel like the Chicago Bears could kind of come out of nowhere. I feel like the Minnesota Vikings might end up being better than people expect. Not a playoff team by any means, but they're not going to be a one-win team.
Can I give an opinion inside your opinion? Because somebody texted in from the 682, the Bears will make the playoffs and they play Pokemon Go every day.
See, I like that. I really do think the NFC is going to be super unpredictable. I don't know how good or bad the Eagles are going to be. I caught that, Corey. I appreciate that reference. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know how good the Eagles are going to be. I don't know how good the Commanders are going to be. Like, there's a lot of confusion in the NFC specifically, so I think the playoffs are going to be really fun this year.
Niners, Super Bowl.
Not as confusing for Mike Bass.
Is that your sports opinion?
I think, and no, I just, off of his, I understand. All of those things could happen. At the end of the day, I think the 49ers are much better than everybody in the NFC. That being said, you can get upset. It's just it's a do or die game. The only time you're not is if you play here in Arlington, you know you're going to win in the playoffs. Not
season. I do love that it only takes one bad day, you know, in football to make everything go wrong. We've seen it happen, and hey, it can cost you the number one pick sometimes if you're Lovie Smith.
That is, oh man, that is true.
But the nerdiest thing that I do, Kevin, you're going to like this, collect and build Lego sets. That is the biggest, nerdiest thing I do outside of maybe the giant Star Wars tattoo that takes up half of my right arm. The Lego sets, yeah, that's my way to kill time. That's my way to, you know, unwind. After, you know, maybe every month or so, I'll go get a new set and I'll purposely spread out. You know, there's a bunch of bags inside the box. I'll divide it up amongst a certain amount of days. So, you know, it takes me a while so I can enjoy it, you know.
Do you glue them?
I do not.
You don't have kids.
You know what I do, Alec? My kids like to do the Legos, and instead of taking it from them and doing it myself, I've decided I will sort all the pieces into little piles of the same thing so they know where to go. Sure. Kind of like a mechanic would have his garage set up. I kind of set it up so that they know all this pile right here is all those things. So when I need to go to them, I don't have to search too much and search through everything.
So the Legos at our house, with, of course, the exception of Noah, who he does not participate for now.
He has the baby Legos.
That's true. Duplo. Actually, he did just get the Duplos.
Yeah, those are awesome.
It kind of ends up being like a food spread at a party where Brandon will like drop in and be like, oh, yeah, hold on, let me do this part. And then, or Jess will drop by and be like, oh, this looks fun, let me do this part. And so
that's how we do puzzles at our house. We'll have a puzzle that'll sit on the table for, you know, weeks at a time, but people will just walk by.
Clean your house.
What do you mean? It's clean. It's just a table.
It can be in a puzzle board.
We have two tables.
Oh, Plano. I'm in Oak Cliff.
I don't think having two tables in an entire house is the sign of fanciness. People, you don't have more than one table in your house? I challenge that.
People in Oak Cliff, tell them about our tables.
Challenge. I challenge
tell them about our tables. There's
one table.
So hold on.
You can move whatever tables you want into your house.
So you're saying no Trader Joe's.
Nope.
No HEB.
Nope.
No tables.
And no Central Market.
And no Central Market.
No, we do have a table.
Just the dinner table. Just one table. Yeah. Okay.
That's the only table in your house? Challenge. I challenge.
Well, we have the little coffee table,
mm-hmm.
but that's not for puzzles. That's for decorations.
You don't have like a breakfast nook or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
What's in your living room?
The little round table. It's called a coffee table.
That's a table!
I just said my wife has stuff on it and we can't use it. It's like for decorations. It's like a gold platter, but it's not gold. We're
you
in
can
Cliff.
Sometimes set plated. A drink on it.
It's like a gold platter. Yeah, you guys are really struggling out there.
The fake one. The fake gold that you get.
Made of solid gold.
Okay.
No Cliff,
from the 214, Corey flexing with his two tables.
Yep.
I mean, if I'm going to be honest here.
Is that a flex?
I'm going to be honest. I might have four tables.
See? Yeah. There's a table in almost all the rooms.
Don't tell him how many rooms are in your house. We'll never get back into this conversation. Don't do it.
Like, wait.
Bedrooms? Yeah, or just it. Like rooms in general?
How many bedrooms?
Three, four bedrooms.
And how many bedrooms are in your house?
One.
That is not true.
Where the one table
I know
is.
For a fact, that's not true.
That's where the one table is.
For the 469. That doesn't make any sense either. Trading Young for Arenado would benefit us, and I binge watch Harry Potter.
What?
From the 903.
Wait, that's trading Josh Young for Nolan Arenado?
That's what they
his
said.
His career is almost over, and he's not. His hitting stinks. Watch, you're going to trade for him.
Have you seen
awesome
any of the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah.
Okay, so you like that part at least.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I know I have not seen all of them, and I can't tell you the whole story. I'm guessing Harry wins in the end.
Don't know. You need to watch
There's
it.
There's a dude with no nose that's a bad guy.
We don't say his name.
From the 806 Oak Cliff Voltron. Here. My coffee table is my dinner table, work table, and sex table. And then what? From the what?
Don't eat where you have sex.
Thank you.
I mean that. Damn it. From the, I hate you guys.
Why'd you say that?
From the 903. I don't feel like that should be a fringy opinion. From the 903, Cowboys go 8-9, miss the playoffs. I'm a huge Marvel Cinematic Universe nerd. I've watched all the movies, shows, and everything that they have released. From the 903, Luka will win the MVP. I'm 33 and only collect Thor comics.
What?
And I have more than 500. Most of them are older than me, and I like this one. From the 972, my wife would say the nerdiest thing I do is Tolo. Over 70,000 hours listened last year on the Odyssey app.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bless you and your wife.
I challenge everybody else to match that. I challenge
for
you.
For allowing that. And then his sports opinion, I don't believe CeeDee Lamb will be signed to start the year. Him and Ja'Marr Chase are asking for more money than Justin Jefferson. Corey.
The 817, God, save some tables for the rest of us, Corey.
Jesus, all you're doing is going to places and buying tables.
One table was given to me. The other three we did purchase. One of them, Adrian was just mentioning last night, we've had that table the entire time the kids have been alive. And we've always said we need to get a new table so that they don't touch each other. Because the kids have to sit on a bench next to each other.
I was really on your side until you said we had to buy another table so the other tables wouldn't touch each other. All right, Mike or Corey?
I'm not sure the 70,000 hours. I'm doing the math.
You know how many hours are in a year?
Too many.
What?
24 times 365 is how I'd get to that.
There you go.
If I do 70,000 and I divide it by 12... hours, because that's pretty much as much as you can listen in a day. I'm assuming maybe you can listen to more, but that equals 5,833.3333.
Do you think they meant minutes?
It could be minutes.
70,000 minutes,
or maybe they're just
so. If I divide, let me see if I'm doing the math right. If I divide 5,833 by 365, which we're not even on 365 days a year,
you can listen to the Odyssey app 365 days a year.
I don't even know.
Yes, you can.
Turn it on, leave it on. That means even when you go to bed, so you can leave it on all night.
You're in the Salem asylum.
Some people fall asleep to us,
Mike. That can help out our numbers. Yeah. So let's say thank you for that.
We like the insane. Is what Kevin just said.
You don't even count.
Jeez.
Mike can't find fairly priced furniture for his house because Corey's causing inflation with his stash.
All the Plano people are buying so much furniture, you have to go to Nebraska to find some.
That's where we got most of our tables from, Nebraska Furniture Mart. I love them. Three of the tables.
We got a couch from Nebraska Furniture Mart, and it hasn't held up as much as we'd like.
That's where I got my couch. I love it.
And it's held up.
It doubles
better.
As a table sometimes.
I just want to recap what's happened in the last 45 seconds. You think people who listen to the station all time should go to the insane asylum, and then a place where we do a show from every single year, you're like, you know, their couches don't really hold up. Is that what you're bringing to the air right now?
If you want to review it that way,
I do.
Let's give something away.
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Let's table this. Now.
We'll win a pair of seated tickets to the Cowboys preseason game. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Thank you very much to Miller Lite for making this happen. Big fan. Miller Lite and Buffalo Wild Wings will be bringing us our Friday tours, our Friday football feast. Once again, we'll be all across the Metroplex thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings and Miller Lite. Caller number 10, a pair of seated tickets, 877-881-1053. Now,
from the 214, didn't know Corey was a table elitist. Mike and I only have gold-plated coffee tables.
Okay, now I want to know what the average amount of tables is in a house. I had no idea this was something I needed to know, but now I really need to know. Please text in or hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube. How many tables are in your house or apartment? Now, God help us. It's time for Mike Likes It.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sweet baby Jesus.
He didn't say that, okay. But I knew he was going to say that.
Okay. You get it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, because here's my question. Oh, do you like 1 foot or 2 feet? Ooh. This was my football question I didn't get to yesterday.
I guess 2 feet. I have, and if I'm two, yeah.
In terms of catching a pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you think it's I don't know, weird at all that they're like, college, all you need is 1 foot in. And pro, like, no, you have to get 2 feet in. We're always trying to improve offense in the NFL.
We are.
Why do you think that they still have, you have to have 2 feet in, or this, you know, the toe has to touch? Because it's not even feet. You just have to have a part of your foot touch before the other. But then the weird thing is if that foot drags, you're okay. But then if the heel lands on the sideline, no, you are out of bounds. And you're like, so dragging is okay, but the like toe touching, but then the heel stomping down out of bounds, that's not a catch. Shouldn't we just make the NFL 1 foot?
You know, this, Mike, that I'm seeing that this happened around World War II.
The 2 feet?
The 2 feet thing, because the NFL wanted to differentiate themselves from college. So basically they were like, look, we're more difficult than college football. So we're just making it more difficult. You got to get 2 feet.
And they only passed like 3 times a game in World War II.
So they were like, yes, get your 2 feet down. Because
I do kind of think that 1 foot down would be better. It would be more fun. Not necessarily better, more fun.
In the NFL?
In the NFL.
How much
DBs
more,
would hate that,
how much
right?
more production do you think you would get if they just continued the high school college rule into the NFL for sideline passes, for getting first downs? Because isn't there at least, I would say, 2 plays a game that we're questioning if they got their feet in bounds?
Yeah. No, you could probably save some time for sure, because you don't have to go back and review it if you know that we got 1 foot down. But I don't know if the NFL wants, like, it is like Major League Baseball, where like we need to shorten our game.
Yeah, because they have been in favor of more offense. Maybe they're like, no, we've done enough.
Yeah, I'm cool with the 2 feet. I'm cool with 2 feet. Because the 1 foot, like, it's, I think it's just more challenging. And when you're at that level, I kind of want to see you do something. We've seen so many guys do a two-toe tap that you're like, wow. And it's just so impressive, and they practice that skill. We've also seen guys that never translate for them. They don't, you know, they're in college. They never grow beyond it, and they never can do that. But I'm very impressed by the toe tap by two people, or the guy
that
has the 1 foot.
It is impressive when they can do it.
And then he drags, like, he just drags the tip of his toe on the, like, I'm always impressed by that too. That's awesome.
All right. So kid_cowboy, number 66, he was wondering, he said, can I please win something too? Is there any way, Alec, kid cowboy, are we not supposed to say?
No, I mean, I can tell you that Jarvis and Plano won our first giveaway today.
Good job, Jarvis.
Plano again.
And then, oh, maybe I like this one better. Jake and DeSoto.
Heck yeah, DeSoto.
Was the second winner.
Oh, and those
of
are
our
chairs.
Ticket giveaways.
Those are seats. That, so the dude in Plano has to stand.
He has to stand. Yeah, just it's like opposite. Hey, you guys sit all the time in Plano.
What a weird sense of
at your
justice.
Tables.
I guess that is.
DeSoto, too much standing in DeSoto.
Not for today, but one of the great things about the Buffalo Wild Wings Miller Lite partnership that we have going for those Friday football feasts is we frequently have tickets to give away, and a lot of times, if you just show up, you can enter for a ticket giveaway.
Hey, should we this year say the more beers you order, the more tickets you get to put in the box?
Do you think it should be like a 1 per beer?
Yeah, you get a ticket. Every beer you order from Buffalo Wild Wings, you get a ticket. You get a little slip to go in the giveaway.
That is a good
box.
Idea. We might need to run that up the chain of command first.
Somebody might drink like 28 beers.
I don't want to be liable for that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, so
good idea, though.
Yesterday after our show, my son needed a new bat.
Okay.
And so just so people that don't have kids, especially that are like in high school, a bat for high school cost approximately $350.
They are expensive.
Will you reset for everyone? Because how old your 3 kids are?
19, 16, and 14. The 16 and 14-year-olds are sophomore and freshman in high school.
There you go.
And so for high school, a bat cost about $350, give or take $50. You can get a bat that's, you can honestly buy a $500 bat. I don't know if those are that much better than 350. Obviously, they consider them better because they're charging a lot more. If you get like a $200 bat, you are getting a much lesser bat. You can still hit well with it, but it's going to give you more vibration in your hand. It's not going to have as sweet as a sweet spot. The ball's not going to bounce off of the metal bat as good. So you need to be about at the $300 to $400 range for if your kid's a pretty good player and wants to get the most out of his swing for a bat. But that is really expensive.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you guys ever do this. So I was at Dick's Sporting Goods, and as I'm checking out, they're like, hey, would you like to sign up for a credit card? And I'm like, and they're like, well, you get 20% off your purchase. And I'm like, is there like a fee or anything to go with this? And she said, no. And I was like, well, for $350, I'm signing up for 20% off. So I'm just going to be honest here. I'm getting the card. Once I get charged on the card, you know, here's your bill, I'm paying it. And then I'm calling up Dick's Sporting Goods and I'm canceling the card.
Okay.
How many people listening do that? How many people forget? And then I saw like the like if you don't pay on time, it's like 33% on that card. And so then you don't even win the 20%. You actually lose. So you got to really make sure you pay that credit card off.
And I know you're talking about a card in this instance as opposed to apps. But I was going to say there's multiple businesses now that like do that tracking for you because there's so many people, to your point, that forget to cancel that card or cancel the app or pay it off or whatever.
So I guess my question to you two is, can you remember the last time you like weren't going to get a credit card or get an app, but you're like, I'm going to get it, but make sure I cancel it, pay it off, cancel it, or it's free. The trial is free, that you took advantage of it, or you thought you're going to take advantage of it. Then you forgot and screwed up. And then you actually didn't take advantage of what you were supposed to take advantage of.
Ooh, see, I have an example of one I actually kept that I thought I was going to cancel.
Columbia House?
Not Columbia House. Our Alaska Airlines credit card, because Brandon and I had wanted to go to Alaska, so we were going on a trip somewhere else, and they were like, hey, you can get the Alaska credit card. It comes with all this bonus and stuff and like that, and it had a $75 a year fee, and at first I thought I would try the free trial and then maybe cancel it out. But it turned out I actually really liked it. And we still have that Alaska credit card because they do like a buy one, get one plane ticket free every year too. So it's a good card.
You get a plane
ticket.
Oh, okay.
By the way, somebody put in, it's like SWNK. Like it's a whole bunch of letters. It looks like they're from a foreign land.
What?
Well, they don't care about vowels as much. It says your credit score is going to go down. How much does my credit score go down by just paying off the credit card, then canceling it?
I don't know.
Yeah, because
I don't know.
It's a part of how much available credit you have versus debt.
So I should just pay it and then just never cancel it?
No, not necessarily. And that depends on what your credit score is. If you're like struggling to stay in a viable credit spot, then you should keep it open. But if you're good, it doesn't impact it as much as you might think.
Can you remember anything, Corey, that you've done that with where you're like, I'll do it because of the discount, but I really don't want this?
Well, actually, kind of the other way, we got the, like, we got a credit card and got to use the miles from it and then paid it
off.
Exactly. Father-in-law was like, man, I open credit cards all the time. And once they give me the $300, you know, that $300 entry offer or whatever, he's like, I never even took the cash. I would just leave them on there, leave that money on there and just, I would open a new one. And he used that with business a lot of times too.
Okay.
No, I tried most of my life to stay away from credit cards because I just didn't understand it like enough, well enough to know how, but we have like one or two.
To your point, we always, I won't say always, sometimes we've made a mistake in our lives, but we always just pay our credit card.
Sure.
We've never, you know, I'm not maybe the best financial person, but never like not paid off the credit card. Like as soon as I get that Discover card or whatever, like it's paid off as soon as I see like the bill and they're like, you have 5 days left. I'm like, I'm paying it all. I don't do the credit rollover credit thing because I think people get in a lot of trouble financially with that.
I definitely agree with you there. One thing my mom taught me when I was younger that I have been able to put to very good use, especially when we were at the newspaper and maybe not making all of the money. You'll get the offers of like, hey, you can pay 0% for 15 months, 12 to 15 months. You just have it pay a 3% to 4% fee on whatever size check you write yourself. You might be in a season of life where you're like, that's fine. I need the money for a variety of reasons at that moment. And then the interest doesn't hit for another year. So hopefully your fortune's turned and you can pay it off.
Your kids that are getting into baseball, this is something that I was like, hey, I bought this bat. It's a Louisville Slugger Atlas. It's their new edition. The only reason I know what great bats are is there is a YouTube channel called Bat Bros. And it's a guy who used to play. It's some guys that used to play college baseball. And they review all the bats that come out. So if you're ever wondering what's, hey, this one's 379, this one's 350, what makes them different? I don't know. But these guys test all the bats out and they use the machines that show the distance they hit them, the velocity they're hit at and everything. So if you're ever wondering, as your kids get a little bit older, obviously they can't test like a drop 10 bat, they're adults. It just is too
sure.
So, but they do test your USSSA drop fives when you kind of get into that 10 to 13 age. And when you get to kind of 13 to high school, the drop threes, which are BB core bats, they do all of this. So if you're ever wondering, hey, my kid's getting into baseball, I don't know what a good bat is anymore. Is Easton a good bat? Louisville Slugger? They make multiple bats. Go to Bat Bros on YouTube and they
somebody just texted that in.
They will they test out all of the bats and they consider right now the Louisville Slugger Atlas, and then they consider the Warstick bat. I'm forgetting, it's kind of a hybrid bat. Those are their two favorite bats right now for high school players.
The wide-ranging expressway we had right there. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and a special guest.
Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com tells us how many tables he has at his place next in the Fan. God.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.